Listen and look. There is one example. Which thing must Alex take to each lesson tomorrow?
What have we got to bring to school for all the lessons tomorrow, Mr. White?
Well, the first lesson tomorrow is history, Alex. Please remember to bring a map with you for that lesson. First, we're going to look at some very old maps and then at your new ones. They'll be very different.
Can you see the letter C? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
What else will we need in the morning?
At 10 o'clock, you'll have science. Please bring some salt with you, if you have some at home. We're going to put it on some ice. What happens when we do that? Well, we'll know tomorrow. Don't bring a lot, just a little will be enough.
And which lessons do we have after that?
It's music after that. Did you know, if you take a comb and put paper over it, it sounds like... Well, it sounds very strange. Please bring one tomorrow so you can try this in class. Bring a plastic or a metal one.
And what must we bring for the lessons in the afternoon, Mr. White?
Well, the first lesson after lunch is art. We're going to look at a video about swans and learn how they swim and fly. Then we're going to paint some, but we're not going to use brushes. If you have any chopsticks at home, please bring those to the class. Don't ask me any more about this yet.
What comes next?
Geography. In that class, we're going to watch a short film about different forests in the world. If you have trees in your garden, please bring 5 or 6 different leaves with you to school. After the film, we'll talk about them.
And must we bring anything else?
Yes, Alex. Your last lesson tomorrow will be sports. You'll all play volleyball at the sports centre. Please bring some money to buy a drink after the game. You don't have to wear shorts there. You can wear your school trousers.